You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
This morning, a convoy of 8 trucks crossed Harbour Bridge to provide 100 kilometres of fencing to be donated to farmers affected by the cyclones. This was part of a Farmers Community Connect event organised by Rapid Relief Team New Zealand to provide assistance and advice to farmers. I talked to Director at Rapid Relief Team New Zealand, Danny Blampede, about this initiative and the support Rapid Relief provides more generally. Could you talk a bit about the truck convoy crossing that happened today?
Certainly. So obviously the trucks left from Pokeno this morning. They met there together so they could travel in a convoy. We wrapped them up with the RRT banners, and our big semi-trailer with all our equipment for the setup was leading the convoy, and a couple of our utes coming along. And so they've been tracking through the Auckland traffic. I think they hit the Harbour Bridge about 6:30 this morning.
How have the cyclones affected the farming community?
Look, the cyclones have been absolutely huge. I've been privileged to go to the events and also see a lot of footage and photos, and some of the stories are just devastating. Picture a young couple, you know, with their dream farm purchased only a couple of months, and the whole thing's destroyed, never to be the same again. So it takes a lot of coming back from.
Rapid Relief Team has already held 4 other Farmers Community Connect events. What do these events do for the farming community?
The main purpose of them is we really use the fencing acts as like a token, you know, just to encourage them to come and get something that they need, and they get it for free. And the whole idea is to get them off the farms and back into the social circles of the other farmers. And then we have other service providers there, and that's a very big part of what we're doing. So we have banks, mental health, the police, St John's, fertiliser companies, many other service providers, and not a sales day, it's a day for support, and we have a nice feed for them and barista coffee and just try and get them there to have a good time and have a chat.
What other relief does Rapid Relief Team provide in general, both nationally and internationally?
Yes, so we're a global charity, and we've got hundreds and hundreds of volunteers across the globe. We're doing a lot of food parcels into Ukraine. Then more at a local level, we do a lot of work for homeless people, many other charities we work in with, donations to hospitals with specialist cots and equipment where we can. We've got driver training cars where we will buy the car and they're used for training young people to help them get their licences. So we're across many fronts, and really what we're about is providing relief to people in need.
Are there any ways the public can get involved in these initiatives or help support Rapid Relief Team?
Certainly, we're always looking for donations, and we work in with many other charities, and so people can get involved in putting those charities, donations, support in many ways. So if people want to reach out, that's much appreciated.
Are there any actions Rapid Relief Team would like to see from the new government?
Look, I think the government has a big part to play in supporting especially the primary industry, and they have done that well. The government has helped us out with some funding, and we're hoping the new government will continue on supporting through MPI and those sort of initiatives. I think the primary industry is very important, and we certainly have appreciated being part of supporting them, and we'll continue to do so where we can.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Look, guys, I think it's a privilege to be supporting humanity in any way we can, and I think tomorrow is going to be a really good event. Hope the weather holds off, and we're looking forward to seeing over 300 farmers come tomorrow. And we'll do our very best for them and send them away with a smile.
That was Director at Rapid Relief Team New Zealand, Danny Blampede, speaking to me about the truck convoy carrying donated fencing to farmers. We'll be right back after this short break.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.